Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to Freelancers Make, a new theatre podcast.
So it's somebody described the kind of last 6-7 months as a COVID coaster, and it sort of feels like just coming back into work is a more extreme version of that. It just feels great and it feels awful and it feels brilliant and desperate all at the same time.
No scuffles of feet against concrete floors. No chatter behind a brutalist beam. No whispers, rounds of applause. Theatres are places of noise and connection, singing and contentment, exclamation and challenge, vivacity and vitality. These past months, they've sat begging to be used to fling their doors open to welcome our humanity and vulnerability.
There's a ghost in my machine. It's called my diary. I never took anything out of my diary as everything fell apart. And now, every now and again, something pings up to remind me of the things that I would have been doing if the pandemic hadn't happened. So this week I would have started on Kerry Jackson at the National Theatre with Indu directing. You know, it's just weird. It's like a ghost of my past life kind of appearing and just sort of poking me, reminding me of things I could have been doing, I would have been doing. And that feels so far away from where I am now.
While many theatres still long to reopen to their communities, a few have been fortuitous enough to begin to come alive again.
I'm at the back of the Olivier. It's funny, I was expecting to come into an empty theatre, but actually, there's loads of people working here. And in a weird way, that gives you some hope.
Subscribe to the Curtain Call Theatre Podcast and never miss an episode of Freelancers Make.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.